Hello, brothers. This is Jim Zuris, the new editor of the monthly Knights Enlightenment newsletter. And tonight we're doing a podcast immediately following the October 7th council meeting with some of the leadership of Council 9195. First, I want to introduce our participants tonight. First, we have Grand Knight Mark Thornburg. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good, Jim.
Next, we have Deputy Grand Knight Dave Zlackett.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for doing this.
You're welcome. And then third, we have Senior Trustee Frank Smaldino. Hello, Frank. How are you?
Great. Excited to do this with you, Jim.
Great, great. Well, this is the first one of these podcasts, and if it works, you know, I'd like to do it every month, but we'll see how this one works out. I'm assuming there's going to be brothers that don't know you. Like, we got new knights and stuff like that. So what I want to do is just do like a 20-second thing, if you could. How long have you been involved with knights? Maybe some of the other positions you held, Mark, and something real quick that the knights that they haven't had a chance to get to know you that well.
I joined this council in 2008, participated in a lot of different activities, and then I became chancellor 2015, I believe it was.
Okay,
and
so that's 7 years before you became chancellor, okay.
Yeah. Yes, Brother Frank actually asked me to become the chancellor, and I accepted.
Thank you, Mark.
Then I became deputy grand knight, and then Grand Knight, and then I became a trustee.
You can only be a trustee after you've been a Grand Knight, is that
correct?
Right? Okay.
In some instances, you become a trustee for life, ask Dennis McCoy.
Okay. Yeah.
Lifelong trustee. Somehow or another, I ended up being Grand Knight again this year.
How did you become Grand Knight for the second time?
I stepped up because there was a void in the next person coming up to be Grand Knight. After the pandemic started, decided he really didn't feel safe doing it. Brother Frank and I talked and decided that we kind of would be co-Grand Knights, but I am the Grand Knight. I sign the papers. Frank does the work.
Okay, Frank, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I joined this council and the Knights about 8 years ago. It was out of a desire to serve God. I've tried to fulfill that as best I can. I love doing charity work, and I love my brothers in the council. It's also a lot of fun. I'm now a trustee, meaning that I've been a chancellor, deputy, and Grand Knight. Recently, I've become the membership chairman. Once again, it's like Mark, we take on these positions out of necessity. Mm-hmm. We still try to serve not only our parish, but also our religion. It's a lot of fun. We have some great guys in the council. We really can't do enough for our charities. We seem to have a knack for raising funds at fundraisers for money that we do provide to the charities.
Great. You know, I got introduced to the Knights. I volunteered for the Fiesta. Such an awesome event. I know, obviously, we're all disappointed we weren't able to hold it this year, but that's when I first got introduced to the role that the Knights played.
Right.
And it's impressive. And that's an awesome event. I'm a big event junkie.
Yeah.
So seeing that whole process and helping that, and that was where I got introduced to the Knights. Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm the Deputy Grand Knight of the Knights of Columbus, Council 9195. Thank you for having me on, Jim. I've been a knight for probably 8 or 9 years or so. When I first joined, I joke that I joined the Knights of Columbus because I have trouble saying no to people. When my wife and I were fairly new to this parish, the Knights were having a recruitment weekend. Our brother Curtis was out there in full regalia recruiting Knights, and I knew that the Knights were the backbone of our parish. They're involved in so many charities in our community, but not only that, just about every ministry within our parish. And again, like I said, we were new. I wanted to be involved, saw an opportunity where I could give back. So we've joined. And since my time in the Knights, I've been an officer for a number of years as an inside or outside guard. I was chancellor last year. I've stepped up to deputy grand knight. Like Frank, I've membership chair for a couple of years. Also, people might know me in the parish, again, like you mentioned, from the Fiesta. We volunteered quite a bit for that, my wife, Tina, and I, and we chaired that for a couple of years as well. We chaired that. And
That sounds like a big project.
It was a big project, and I should say my wife, Tina, chaired the Fiesta for a couple of years. I was just the guy that got up and told the dumb jokes for a little bit.
Wow.
They were good jokes, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. There you go. What are the highlights of the meeting?
Tonight, we reviewed some things that we've already done. The Patriots and Paws car show. It's a veterans group that we support. They have their big car show. That's their big fundraiser. They asked us to supply donuts and coffee, and we sent two knights, and one of the wives went up there and just served coffee and took donations to give money back to Patriots and Paws.
That's great for that charity, isn't it?
Also, we always talk about Recycle Saturday. It's become our steady fundraiser once a month, and it's going well. And we discussed a few other things. Brother Frank is the co-chair of our golf tournament, which is coming up next Monday. So I'd like him to say a few words about that.
Absolutely. Frank.
Yeah, we welcome all people that don't play golf for this tournament. It's really important to us for them to show up, make a contribution. The golf tournament is a major fundraiser for us. We've had a great turnout this year. It was originally scheduled in May, and because of the COVID-19 situation, we had to postpone it. Actually, we canceled it, and then we postponed it, but we're now set for October 12th, Columbus Day, this coming Monday. We have almost 90 players committed to joining
awesome.
Us. Yeah, it's a great turnout. We've had to scale it back in some areas where we've had a dinner banquet after the golf tournament. We're not doing that. So people are here to have fun and play golf together. Make sure we wave at each other as we go by looking for each other's golf balls.
There you go. Yeah. Got to bring it. At least I'm playing. I haven't played in years. So yeah. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. But like I told you, Frank, I'm an athlete, you know, and athletes can do those kinds of things. Come out of the blue and... I'll be humbled. I will be very humbled, I tell you that much. Dave, are you playing?
I'm not playing, but I'll be there helping.
There you go. Okay, you're smarter than I am. That's really what I should be doing rather than playing.
Another important part of the evening at the council meeting was that we introduced some of the new members.
Right.
We had a unique opportunity here a couple weeks ago where a candidate joined us for Mass in San Antonio Church, and after that we had an exemplification ceremony that Mark chaired as the Grand Knight, and those candidates took their first, second, and third degree at that one-hour event, and then that was followed a few hours later by those that wanted to go to Glenn Hall and become a fourth degree knight, of which you were one of them.
I went through the whole program, right? Yeah. That was great, too.
Congratulations
Thank you
for that.
Yeah, that was an awesome program.
And it looks like we're probably going to be doing that again sometime in the latter part of November.
What was amazing to me was the way that it was streamed, shared, and so many other locations all were involved at the same time. And is that the idea in November as well? Same concept?
Yeah, we're trying to make it easy to join the knights and go through the degrees.
Yep.
We're trying to make it where the families are involved in the first, second, and third degrees as well, so they understand the oath that we take to God to serve our community.
Well, I really like the fourth degree. I thought that was excellent. The patriotic degree, which honestly, walking in, I didn't know that, but it was great. I thought that was really cool. Any other highlights?
Highlight for myself this evening, and I think for all of us, was news that our founder, Father McGivney, will be beatified to become a saint at the end of the month on October 31st. Wonderful news. We've
There's
been praying for
that. There's a big event, a big function going on the 30th, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
And that's at Cathedral Church, Our founder is becoming a saint. Is it the exact day on the 30th?
It's actually the 31st.
The 31st?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But the celebration and everything's the 30th, which is a Friday, right?
Yeah, it starts Friday night with a rosary.
Okay.
And then on Saturday morning is the official Mass when the event is really in full bloom. Yeah.
That's going to be live streamed to the cathedral from St. Joseph's Cathedral in Hartford, Connecticut.
Okay.
Because that's where he was born.
So they're going to have big screens and things like that going
on? They'll just have the big screen, so you'll be able to watch it. Bishop's going to be there, and he'll do a blessing, and they're going to do a rosary that day. On Saturday the 31st also.
So, Dave, those recycle centers, I've been to a couple of them. They're a blast. So when's the next one?
See, our next Recycle Saturday is Saturday, November 7th. That's 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
So, brothers, you want to come out and help the cause and have a good time while you're at it, come by on the
7th of November.
7th of November. Now, what I want to do is I want to ask what was the best line of the night, okay? So there were two lines that I heard. One was Father John was adamant that we don't have donuts that aren't individually wrapped.
We were talking about having our dinner for the meeting again. We said we're going to have to wait till things change, and Father John will let us do that. And I heard somebody yell out, well, is the bar open? And I said, yeah, because the drinks are individually packaged, so it'll be okay for that.
There you go. So that's one, and the other one that was good.
Right.
Yeah, what was it? He said something funny. That was it.
Dr. Kush, our pro-life chair, always has an interesting thing to say when he gets up and reports to us. And they're having a special rosary on Saturday afternoon over here at the corner of St. Anna Canyon Imperial.
Right.
And it's being put on by not the Knights of Columbus, but a different ministry here at church. Dr. Kush asked if he could put our banner up down there.
Right, yeah.
And we told him he couldn't because it really isn't a Knights of Columbus event. We could go participate, but we're not like putting it on. And he started getting pretty animate.
He was fired up a little bit.
Can I bring the banner if I'm a knight? He kept going on, and then finally I told him, we want to see you after class.
That was it. That was it. I think that's the better of the two.
Which, by the way, he didn't stick around for.
Yeah. Well, he's a doctor, you know. Probably had a call. Brothers, I appreciate this quick summary of the meeting. I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. Great. And again, all brothers out there, we wish you the best. If you're not already, get more involved. And if you know friends, have them join this great Knights of Columbus 9195 Council. You guys said it best. We do really important work, but we have a lot of fun doing it. You're all invited to get involved. Shout out and thank you for the music and the right to use the music to our own Ryan Klaus. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Remember your mercies.